Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Dr. Tom Tabler. He is an extension professor and poultry specialist at Mississippi State University in Starkville. Thanks for joining us today, Tom.
You bet.
Now, you're in a unique position because you work in extension, so you're working with the big poultry companies, and you're also working with the folks who have the backyard flocks.
Yes.
Biosecurity is an extremely important topic for this industry, and I know the big guys get it, but what about the folks managing these backyard flocks?
Well, to a large extent, they don't get it to the same degree, in part because they do not have someone telling them what to do, what not to do, the same way that the big companies do, because they'll have staff veterinarians, they'll have service technicians that work with these growers that will tell them, these are the steps you need to take, these are the things you need to be aware of. And that's, you know, common sense type stuff when you think about it. You know, if you go to the poultry supply store and you've got to buy a motor, you've got to buy whatever, you know, other poultry growers do the same thing. If you go to the feed store or the co-op or the coffee shop where other chicken growers hang out, all of these folks do the same thing. What you want to avoid, and this is what commercial growers hear all the time, if you go to these places where everybody else goes, do not go back home and check your chickens in the same boots or the same clothes that you wore to town, because you may have picked something up along the way that brought back to your chickens that you may not necessarily have brought back to your chickens. But in terms of the small backyard producers, they don't hear this all the time, and they don't have someone telling them, if I've got chickens, I don't need to go see my neighbor that's got chickens. You know, that's not to mean that you have to be unfriendly or non-neighborly, but again, to a certain degree, biosecurity kind of means that. You need to take every precaution that you can to make sure that you're not bringing something onto your farm as you come and go, or someone that comes to see you is not bringing something on and off your farm. So it's kind of a two-way street. You have to be aware of what may be able to leave. You have to be aware of actually what's coming on and who's coming on. And there's only certain people that really need to be around your chickens. Yeah, you have to be around them. Your family may have to be around them. But that doesn't mean you want all your friends and all your neighbors coming over and wandering through your backyard chicken pen or your backyard chicken coop or whatever, because they can bring you something. Now again, some folks have to be there. The propane driver, the delivery truck drivers, on whether it's FedEx, UPS, whoever's delivering things to your farm, they may have to be there, but you need to be aware of who's coming and going to try to cut down that risk.
And you say it's a two-way street. I might even argue it's more like a four-lane highway, because you've got the backyard producers and then you've got the commercial producers, and lapses in biosecurity on either type of operation can affect the other.
Yes, will cause trouble for everybody else, because it doesn't make any difference whether it's a commercial broiler chicken or a breeder hen or somebody's pheasant or peacock or whatever's in their backyard that they happen to have. Avian influenza is a respiratory disease, and it doesn't care whether it's a commercial chicken or a backyard chicken that it's going to infect. And again, things move either on the manure, to a certain degree through the air, and you have to be aware of all of these things, and at least as best you can, take all the steps on your operation to make sure you're not the weak link in the chain. Now, you can't control what your neighbors do or what the person down the road does in terms of their biosecurity practices, but you can control your own, and you can at least eliminate your operation as a threat to everyone else, close to you and in the commercial world as well.
And in the commercial world, all of these birds are in confinement, so they're not going to be wandering onto the property
right.
of some backyard producer. But it could work the other way, though. You've told me about driving up to a big corporate farm and watching the guinea hens and other chickens kind of scattered down the road there on your way to the farm. What do we do about that?
Well, in to a certain degree, some folks that want to free range their chickens are going to free range their chickens. Again, if you look at, in most cases, how avian influenza moves, usually somebody tracks something somewhere. Now, the virus can live in the manure for a long time, and we cannot control where a flock of geese or a flock of ducks going over our farm may fly. If they fly over our farm, we've got a chicken house sitting right beside one another. If they drop manure in between house number one and house number two, and you walk through that and track it into your chicken house, you can give it to them. Avian influenza is not going to magically appear in somebody's chicken house. In most cases, it's put there. Same way in a backyard chicken pen. It's not going to magically just show up there. It's going to have to be put there. So what we have to be aware of, especially on the commercial side, you know, most of the commercial folks anymore have foot baths at the doors where the farmers go in and out to try to cut down on the fact that they may track something inside. Those folks are using, hopefully those folks are using hand sanitizers as they come and go to make sure that they're clean coming in, that they're clean when they leave. So there are steps that folks can take. You know, again, we can't monitor people's actions 24 hours a day. So to some degree, we kind of have to make sure that hopefully those folks are policing themselves. But again, biosecurity practices, a strong program, knowing who's coming, who's going, is our best protection. And again, that means having foot baths, taking precautions, knowing who comes on and off your farm, using disinfectant to spray down vehicle tires, to spray down the undercarriage, especially when you're coming and going, when you have to leave the farm. Because again, you don't know what you may drive through, you don't know what you may walk through whenever you're on the road between the time you leave and the time you get back.
How can corporate poultry farms or commercial poultry farms and the backyard farmers be better neighbors?
More in tune with each other. Yeah. I've given that a lot of thought, and I don't know that this is the answer. But in most cases, again, most big commercial companies have strictly poultry veterinarians on staff. These folks did not go to school to be cat and dog veterinarians or horse and cow veterinarians. They went to school to specifically be poultry vets, and they understand and they know these things. They know what works, they know what doesn't work, they know what steps need to be taken. But the backyard world, in most situations, do not have access to these folks because, again, the commercial folks live on one side of the street, the backyard folks live on another. If there was a way, and I don't want to put more work on any commercial poultry veterinarian because those guys have a full plate of stuff already. But again, they're the people that know all the ins and outs of what works, what doesn't work, especially from a biosecurity standpoint. If there was a way to mesh these two folks together, the backyard world and company veterinarians, you know, if every backyard meeting that I go to, there's never a commercial grower in the room, there's never a commercial poultry veterinarian in the room. It's backyard people. Same way with if I do a commercial presentation for a company. Backyard folks don't show up to those things because, again, the two worlds are pretty far apart. But if there was a way to specifically bring in poultry veterinarians for backyard chicken meetings, backyard chicken conferences, where those guys are in the room, because in most cases, the backyard world, they're very inquisitive, and they want to know what works, what doesn't work, what I need to be doing. But they don't have as many folks telling them or helping them understand what to do. And poultry veterinarians, they do know what to do. They know what works, they know what doesn't work. So if there was a way to mesh these two groups together, you know, I think there's a potential to where the backyard world and the commercial world would both be a little bit more on the same page and understand why biosecurity steps that are taken and are in place are specifically there.
Understanding that each has the right to farm, but just more communication and probably more community outreach on the part of the commercial
operation. Would especially help the backyard people better understand why I need to be doing this. Now the commercial growers, they understand that because they've got the poultry vets, they've got their service tech driving it into them. These are the cautions you need to take to keep everything safe on your farm, on everybody else's farm. The backyard folks, they don't hear that because they don't have someone telling them this all the time. And again, it goes back to communication. You may not know, if you've never known any better and no one's ever told you any different, you may be doing the wrong thing and not know you're doing the wrong thing, not because you purposely are wanting to do the wrong thing, it's just because you don't know any better. And if you've never been taught, it's hard to understand what's right and what's wrong.
And what would be Extension's role in all of this? Is there a way for you to bring these folks together?
To some degree, what I try to do, a lot of my backyard presentations and what I present to these folks. I know several of the corporate veterinarians in Mississippi, and those guys have been a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of information to me. A lot of what I put together in my presentations that I do for backyard folks to try to help them understand things a little better, I actually got from poultry company veterinarians that were willing and were more than happy to tell me, you know, what they do, why they do it, to try to, you know, communicate this on down the line so that the backyard people do have a better understanding of why they need to worry about biosecurity.
Excellent. Well, we've been talking to Tom Tabler. He is an extension professor at Mississippi State University. Tom, great insights. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.